Welcome back to another edition of the Mike Care Radio Show, Eye on the Community, here in the Woodridge Public Library. Definitely have our eye on the community. As my guests today are members of the band, The New Invaders. And first of all, why don't we have the two of you introduce yourself? I know you're both Daves, but why don't you tell Dave what and what instrument you play or sing or what?
I am Dave H, and that would be for Huizinga. Dave Huizinga, and I sing lead with the band. Also, play keyboards, some guitar, some bass, and lead vocals. That's for me.
Okay.
And I am Dave N, and that's for Nuccio. I'm the bass player mostly, also double on keyboards with the band.
Okay, and Dave N, we want to talk about this band with both Dave H and Dave N, but Dave N, we want to talk about the history of the New Invaders and a great classic rock band, oldies, and we'll talk about different songs. But first of all, tell us about how did the New Invaders all get started?
Well, actually, about 11 odd years ago, had a concept to do a 60s type band covering the era of the 60s, the British invasion. And the entire decade through the late 60s through Woodstock. In all actuality, we were going to do a Beatles tribute, but quickly thought that there are a lot of tribute acts out there tributing the Beatles and decided to be a little bit more diverse and cover some of the other groups of the 60s, the Yardbirds, the Kinks, the Who. There are just so many, the Dave Clark Five, and that would just broaden our horizons. So we did so. And started out very small as a garage band, playing in bars and different things and like that. And eventually, one thing after another, decided to get into bigger venues and create a show. And 11 years later, here we are, doing a full-blown 60s review, so to speak, theatrical show.
And Dave H., now we understand, all the band, I guess, sings here and there, but you are the primary lead vocalist, and I must say, when I watch, I've had the pleasure of seeing you in Bolingbrook. First of all, you have a lot of energy, and I gotta commend you for the presence that you put out there. But
well, thanks.
Sure, tell us about some of the songs that you perform, and is there any sort of process learning these songs? Or
excuse me, yeah. Well, thank you for that. By the way, I'll make it clear though, right off the bat, while I am the lead singer, I put that more as a frontman type lead vocalist, because indeed all that's what's great about this group is that we all sing lead. We all can be lead vocalists. Which makes for extraordinary harmony in my opinion. And allows us to do things like the Hollies, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Mamas and Papas. Those are some of the big ones that are truly exciting, really, really exciting to hear these 4 and 5 part harmonies live is a thrill for our fans and for, new audiences that come our way. So, anyway, so just getting that out there, but back to your thing about being a front man, and, it is my favorite position in the band, I must say. I also play keys, and there are Farfisa. I use a Farfisa combo compact, right from the 60s, probably 65, 66 is the actual age of this instrument. It has that grittier, kind of cheesier, you might say, classic organy sound. The other would be like a Vox Continental back in the day. That's more of the Doors, Light My Fire and the Iron Butterfly kind of sound. The Farfisa gives you more of that kind of 96 Tears, She's About a Mover, that kind of sound. So that's my deal on keyboards, but I do love being the front man for the band, giving me a chance to move about, with as much energy and enthusiasm as I can contain, because I do have a lot when it comes to this music and performing it. It's a thrill every night. Some of my favorite tunes, things like Gimme Shelter, 96 Tears, great things from The Who, things like that give me the opportunity to really move about and hopefully, inspire a crowd to do the same. And that is on your feet, join us at the edge of the stage, and let's just have a dance party here.
Right. And the one question I've asked a lot of bands this, and I'm just wondering is, what is the song process to, getting these songs? And is it a situation where you're still adding songs, or at this point, pretty much all the songs you have are going to be there? How does that all work?
Well, can I take this for a
sure.
second,
yeah,
Dave?
Go ahead.
And I don't want to talk too much because I want Dave to to be in on this, Dave in. But the material, that's one of the greatest things about this group is, aside from the fabulous talent, is the set list. I mean, it's just as any 60s, true 60s fan will attest to. The music is classic is an understatement. I mean, it's just, when you grew up in that era, the music just changed all of our lives. You know, it set us down different paths, both socially and musically and culturally. So when we perform these tunes, there are certain staple of songs that we really don't want to lose, but we always do want to keep the show fresh. But there are these classics. We do Judy Blue Eyes, for example. And there are certain tunes that just fit us. You know what I mean? We have the right, say, timbre in our voices, and we have the right combination of good guitarists who can, cop these licks and things. But Judy Blue Eyes is one example of a classic that we kind of tried to replace and find that it is irreplaceable for us. It's kind of a standard for us. And but on the other hand, it's a constant effort. It's not even an effort. It's a constant plan of ours to always be refreshing the show. And I think about it daily, about what ways can we insert a new tune, but you hate to lose a tune. Obviously, we probably know well over 100 songs easily that we could do on a given night. And when we do play some clubs, where there's 3 solid hours of performing, we do get well over 65, 70 tunes in there. But when it's just a 90-minute show, that's what makes it difficult. You want to get the staples in there, those standards that I just spoke of, and then also some new stuff that you've just done, because you perform that with incredible energy, and you just can't, hey, wait till you guys hear this, you tell the crowd. But it's an ongoing endeavor for us to keep this show fresh and constantly try and field all the requests, because we get lots.
Right. And Dave, did you want to add anything there?
Sure. Our repertoire, we just find that it's timeless, it's limitless, and it's endless. We just continue on, and there's always another song we want to learn. You'd think we'd run out of songs after all these years of 11 years at it, but we just don't seem to. And as Dave H said, the idea of keeping the material fresh, we know that there are fans that come out and see us all the time, our fan base, and we like to give them a variety as well of material to hear, not the same songs all the time. So we change up as much as we can. But again, it is a show, and with a show, there's procedure we have to follow. And
cues to hit.
Cues and instrument changes come into play. We have we have dancers that need to be up there. We have a female vocalist needs to be up there. So there's so many variables that have to be covered. A lot of times we end up not playing a lot of the songs we'd like to play, but that's pretty much because we need to do a show.
Right. Now, I also want to ask another question about these songs. I like to always ask bands this. Now, when you're getting all these songs and learning all these songs, again, do you necessarily find yourself going to the music store and getting all these sheet music and drum charts and all sorts of things? Or is it more a situation where you just listen to the music? Or how is the process of learning these songs?
We do it the old-fashioned way. If it was just still only records, we'd be listening to records, dropping needles, and picking it up like that.
For most of these songs is how we learned them.
Exactly.
30 years ago, or 40.
And it's the same process now. We come into the 21st century now that, with technology, so we have different ways of doing it. We may not want to let people know on the air. We don't know if we're violating FCC rules or whatever, but any laws and as far as copyright infringement and publishing, but we manage. We get by.
Right. And now we did want to mention that, you know, you consider it a show, but it's almost more like an experience, because what actually is happening is you've got a light show, you've got dancers. I know I like the go-go dancers. That's always cool. It's funny how that adds to something. So it's not just no disrespect to a couple of guys getting with a couple of guitars and on the stage, but you've got a whole experience going then.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you mentioned that. When Dave was speaking a minute ago about hitting cues and having to keep a bit of the show somewhat structured, and it's because of the same thing now that you're just mentioning, the fact that another big element of the show is the fact that we do play different instruments on stage. The biggest physical change, of course, is our drummer, Heath, comes from behind the drum kit and actually fronts the band in the same way that, you know, that I do in terms of taking the lead mic and roaming the stage and working in the crowd. And that's pretty cool, you know, to see. He's one of the most talented drummers I know, just as a drummer, but then to be able to pull off lead vocals and fronting as well, it's a huge plus for the group. That said, I mean, you might be wondering, okay, who's covering drums? Well, our lead guitarist, Joe, will go back, play drums when Heath is up front. There'll be certain opportunities where Dave will, at that moment, since we're taking that break to kind of switch that personnel, Dave will run over to keyboards. He's an unbelievable keyboard player, our bassist, Dave N. Fantastic keyboard player. And that gives me the opportunity to pick up a bass. Now, I can't pick up Dave's bass because he's left-handed, so it's not that easy. So I bring my own, of course. And so I'll play bass. Dave's over on keys. And so at any given moment, oh, and also our female vocalist, Melody, also doubles on piano as well and keys.
And don't forget Rockin' Jimmy Herter on woodwinds as well.
Yes, I was thinking, I didn't want to forget Jim, but he doesn't grab another position on the stage. But instrument-wise, he's grabbing all night between 6 and 12-string guitars, an acoustic guitar, of course, and then also, an array of woodwinds, saxes, flute, harmonica.
Our stage looks like Sam Asher Guitar Center, the main showroom, and we are we are most definitely I guess you'd consider us high maintenance for a road and sound crew because of what we bring to the stage. Mm-hmm. But it's all part, it's not for show, it's basically we use it all.
12 string Rickenbackers, you know, acoustic guitars, and assortment of keyboards. Yeah, it's great.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a little bit of a break. My guests today are members of the band The New Invaders. You're listening to the Mike Kara Radio Show, I Am the Community, here in the Woodridge Public Library, and please stay with us.
Being with us for Mamas and Papas.
One, two, three, four.